Hello, and welcome to the beta episode of Signifying Nothing Radio. In case you haven't figured it out yet, my name is Bill. In the beta issue, we're going to be... Last week, we did the alpha issue, which was a collection of stuff that we put up last year before we did the radio show. The beta episode would be a continuation of that. We have a bit more to play. And then at the end of this episode, this is also our first episode that's going to be an hour long. We're pushing it from 45 minutes to an hour. We're going to try that out this week and see how it goes. But at the end of the beta show, we're going to also be playing some of the best bands from the past couple years. I've been hearing a lot lately about... I read on message boards these people that, like, I don't know, it seems like hardcore ended when the Anthrax closed, or when the Melody Bar closed, or, I bet when CBGB's closes next year or whenever, there'll be people that'll be like, it's the end of an era, man, and what a bunch of crap. Hardcore is, coming from someone who usually hates everything and thinks very lowly of the world, hardcore is doing pretty good right now. So at the end of tonight's show, we're going to play about 10 bands that I really like. And like I had a hard time picking bands because there's a good 20, 30, maybe even 40 bands right now I really, really like. So anyway, let's get right into the music today. And here we're going to open with the Little Rascals off of their Wig Out at Asa's EP on Bob Shedd's label Collapse Records.
With the dark.
That was 97A with It's in Our Power. We interviewed 97A for Parade Brigade fanzine number one. Me and my friend Carson interviewed, I believe it was Todd, Chris Kelly, and maybe one other member of the band. It was actually one of my favorite interviews I've ever done. Before that, to open up, we had the Little Rascals with No Shirt, No Shoes, No Dice off of Wig Out at Aces. Signifying nothing, as always, at least for now, until we're fully over to WordPress, which should be hopefully in the next couple weeks. We'll get back to that after these songs, but we are still located at wpwend.typepad.com/sn. So let's get back into the music. So here's Fury from DC with Space Love.
Jack.
I've been ready for this my whole life.
Can you take us out on feet?
That was some of the interviews we posted last year on Signifying Nothing. We had From What Was Said fanzine in 1997, 10-Yard Fight doing First and Ten. Before that, we had the two bands we interviewed for Parade Brigade number 3, Shark Attack doing On the Attack, and Fit for Abuse covering Nuclear Threat. I believe that track is actually still unreleased. I recently only heard it myself for the first time. Very recently, you know what I mean. Before that, also From What Was Said fanzine was Hands Tied doing Rearrange. That was very embarrassing the first time I handed that zine to Tim. I looked at him and said, here's the zine, and, you know, it's called What Was Said, and, oh, God, I wanted to crawl and hole and die. Before that was, by the way, Rearrange goes out to Julie and Doug. Before that was Fury doing Space Love as a representative of THD Records, who, when we were going to do Fuck Rock fanzine, Anthony interviewed Jason when he lived in Minnesota. I mentioned earlier the schedule. Here's the deal. This week we have the beta issue, and then we're going to have an episode on Friday also that I'll put together on Thursday probably, or Friday morning. After that, next week, I will be ending school on Thursday, so we'll have a regular episode on Friday. And then the next week, hopefully on Monday or Tuesday, Signifying Nothing will be having its triumphant return at its new address, which, don't ask yet, I don't even know. It'll be on WordPress, and hopefully it'll be pretty spiffy. So let's get into some of the reviews that we posted this year. Here's the evens.
Generally, I don't speak ill of the dead. However, I may make an exception in this case.
On every corner, and our rewards for snitching on informers.
work of all these governors. When things should work but don't work, that's the work of all these governors.
You're always looking after me.
That's the work of all these governors.
If they walk
but never for the distance, that's the work.
We
war, submersional warfare. No one is safe from this war. Yellow souls. Freedom of thought, freedom of choice. Just say you're good. Why would you have your say? Yes, about your bodies. Children, for your children, but your God's justly, yeah, that's so to say. Man, I'm saving lives, you'll so soon abandon. You still carry what they end of this world. Freedom of choice, freedom of choice, freedom of choice.
What we just listened to was some of the reviews we did last year, Restless Youth with Already Dead, before that was A Lion of Judah with War of Souls, Negative Effects doing Protester, Signal Lost doing Blueprints for Babylon, and to open up that set was The Evens with All the Governors. Now we're going to have some more reviews. Our first band is Ice Pick doing Angels and Demons.
The rage is on, delay with a from the star. We'll be right back.
This is where I belong. It's easy, so easy, to sit back and tell me that I fucked up. You're telling stories, I'm talking the truth. I gave you too much credit, I thought you listened. I never opened my mouth to true a conclusion from what you've heard. You think it's funny, I think it's sad. The job in life is to distort my words.
Those last three were all from Revelation Records. We had Righteous Jams doing the Fight Your Game off of the Generations comp, Judge doing No Apologies, which is on the Chung King 12-inch and also on their new reissue of all their records, Bold with Speak Out, which of course is on Looking Back, and the reissue of their records, which was released last year on Revelation. And then to open up the set, we had Ice Pick doing Angels and Demons off of their record. Next up, we're going to have some interviews that we posted last year. To begin things, here's Siege with Grim Reaper.
Type of blood and bullets and, you know, death and being crushed and your brains coming out the ear and that skull with the dagger through and the snot. And the, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's that death, gore, dismemberment, whole type of go-for-it type of thing. I mean, that's, after all, that is what skateboarding is all about.
That was Spaz doing Donger. Before that was DRI with Reaganomics. And to open up that set was Siege with Grim Reaper. Now, as advertised earlier, we're going to play some of the better bands that are going on right now. This band actually broke up recently, but they're one of the best bands of the past 5 years. Here's Mental with DFJ's Diary.
I'm not pleased to say
does Direct Control doing Ronnie's Dead, Tragedy with Products of a Cold War Depression, Low Profile Threat. I don't know the name of that song. If anybody knows the name of that song, please send it in. Before that was Soul Swallower with Deadfall. That's Soul Swallower, easily one of my favorite bands going right now. Knife Fight was before that, doing America's Hardcore, although it recently surfaced that that song might not actually be called America's Hardcore. But it's a cover of the band America's Hardcore, and that's what matters. And to open up that set, like I said, was Mental with DFJ's Diary. I think we're going to wrap things up for this week, as always, at least for the moment. Signifying Nothing is located at wpwen.typepad.com/sn. We're going to end this one off with a couple more songs. Here's Splitting Headache doing School Life Dropout, Good Night.